and he digs trenches underground.
And eats vegetables and...
Eats roots and roots. Vegetables.
Okay. Are there anything around here like a woodchuck?
Do you have... We used to have woodchucks, mm-hmm. especially up in the mountains.
Is that what they were called?
Mm-hmm.
Were they ever called rock chucks or ground chucks?
They could have been, okay. but I don't know.
But you, the word you heard was woodchuck.
Woodchuck.
Woodchuck, yeah.
And we have badgers
mm-hmm.
around, too. And they could dig their way into the cellar. Mm-hmm. And I suppose eat what they found in the cellar.
Let me ask a couple of others that I was interested in. You ever hear of an animal called a popgut?
No.
Okay. How about a marmot? M-A-R-M-O-T.
I've heard of it, but I don't think I've ever seen one.
Okay. How about a ringtail?
Right. Is that a...
That's another type of animal, mammal.
Is it a raccoon?
Mm. Might be similar to that, yeah.
It could be. And then we have weasels.
Okay, that's the other one I was wondering about.
That's kind of like a marmot.
Okay. Okay.
Gee, you've stirred up so many of the dead cells in my brain.
That's great, isn't it? That
I'd forgotten, and if I had forgotten.
An awful lot. An awful lot. That's true. Let me ask you about. There's a type of reptile that that has a shell.
Turtle.
Yes. Do you have those?
In some places, I think they have turtles. Mm-hmm.
But not many around here.
But I don't remember ever seeing, oh, we've had a turtle or two go through.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't believe that this is particularly, maybe they have them around the lakes more. I don't know.
Is there a difference between a turtle and a tortoise or a terrapin? Are those words that you're familiar with?
I'm not familiar with how the tortoise is. See, the tortoise and the rabbit had the race, didn't they?
That's right, yeah. So maybe that's it. Okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
That's one to look up.
If people went hunting around here, you know, to kill right. for food, what would they go after?
They go after deer and elk.
Okay. That was
and some places they go after mountain sheep. I don't know whether we have any mountain sheep here or not. Don't think so.
And are there any other animals that live either out in the woods or in the desert or out on the plains that you might know that we haven't mentioned yet that live in Colorado?
Well, I really don't know. Because these are the ones I'm familiar with, the okay. ones I mentioned.
Okay. What kind of insects bother you around here? What kind of insects do you have that are...
Well, they used to have a lot of mosquitoes. But they've got them pretty well under control. And we have some yellow jackets, which are a pest. And in some areas we have honeybees, which are... I've never been bothered with the honeybees. And then there's a great big black and yellow bumblebee. And I don't think they bother anything.
Do they have another kind of stinging insect like that? It's spelled W-A-S-P.
Wasp. Well, I thought a wasp and a yellow jacket were pretty much the same.
Okay. And the plural of wasp, what would that be?
The what?
What is the plural of wasp?
Well, I think it would be wasps with an S on the end.
Okay. And do you have the insects that are very beautifully colored? And
butterflies?
Yes.
We have some.
Okay. And there's another insect that's very similar to a butterfly. It's smaller.
A moth?
Yes. Do you mm-hmm. have those?
We have some of those.
Are there different types? Are there other kind of insects like that don't sting but just kind of bother you, or maybe not bother you?
They don't bother me.
Yeah. Do you have flies or gnats?
We don't have them in here like we had them on the